this is a case that has gripped the nation of Egypt and many of the surrounding countries as well. Well, ousted Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak returned to court this morning. It is the second day of his trial. He's charged with corruption and complicity in the killing of hundreds of protesters during the uprising that began in January. If he is found guilty, the 83-year-old former president could face the death penalty. On the first day of the trial, we heard a lot of people expressing concerns on both sides of the argument. Some were afraid he wouldn't get a fair trial and would therefore escape prosecution. Some were afraid that he wouldn't get a fair trial and would be railroaded. Joining us now, Karim Salem, lecturer in public administration at the British University in Egypt. Good morning, Karim.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Can you give us an idea, first of all, of how closely people are following this trial there in Egypt?
Well, people are very closely following the trial. People actually are stuck to their chairs and seats, watching it early in the morning. They're checking it in their houses and homes and their offices everywhere, actually. And people are very excited about it. They want to know what's going to be the outcome of the trial. So people have been following very closely.
Karim Salem is a lecturer in public administration at the British University in Egypt. I understand there's also lively arguments going on, not only in Cairo, but all over Egypt, about how this trial will proceed. And I'm wondering, what do you think about it? Do you think that Hosni Mubarak has the chance of a fair trial here?
Well, the idea or the chance of having a fair trial is not only about former President Mubarak. It's about Egypt's future. Having this fair trial, an objective fair trial, would be soon for democratizing Egypt, actually. So it is very important to have this as a fair trial. It's not going to be an option, I think so.
And do you think he will get a fair trial?
I think so, yes.
Okay. Yes. So let me play for you a comment from a woman in Cairo from last week. Here's what she had to say.
I'm so scared that they will say there's a lack of evidence or whatever it is, and he wouldn't be put in jail. That's the scariest part. That's the worst case scenario for me.
She's speaking from outside the courthouse in July. She's obviously afraid that he's going to get a pardon. Do you think that that's possible?
Again, getting a pardon is an option. However, the majority of people are expecting a conviction to take place, and unfortunately, you get the two sides, and the two sides are highly opinionated. You don't get the moderate, rational way of seeing things. If you want a fair trial, then you shouldn't be really pushing for this idea of having it as speedy as possible. People should expect different outcomes. However, what we see in front of us, and this is for the second day, things are going according to the law, and it's really setting a precedent here in the Middle East. So
you're happy with it so far. Karim Salem, lecturer in public administration at the British University in Egypt. There was a wide reaction throughout Egypt when the former president Hosni Mubarak appeared on a gurney inside that cage inside the courtroom. What was your reaction when you saw him?
Again, as I was telling you, this is setting a precedent, and it's going to be there's a huge lesson learned here in the whole region, not just in Egypt. And whomever is going to come to office will be held accountable for whatever actions being taken. However, I personally, from a very personal point of view, do not favor the show itself. What I am for is to having this as a real, fair, objective trial and getting the lesson out of it that it's about the outcome of the trial and it's not about the show of having the trial.
So, I mean, it sounds like you're relatively positive about the process and you feel that whatever the outcome would be, it will be positive for Egypt. Is that what I'm hearing from you, Karim?
That's what I hope for, yes.
Okay, so let me ask you about how you feel the president is being treated. There have been complaints that they feel that the trial and the way that the president is being displayed on TV is humiliating. You may have seen this morning when his son put his hand over the camera so that they weren't covering him being taken out of the ambulance on that gurney. Do you feel like this is humiliating for the president?
See, at the end of the day, they always say the revolutions. I mean, you get you, what sticks to you at the end of the day is certain images, and this is quite a loaded one. I mean, even at the first and the first day of the trial, nobody really knew if Mubarak would appear or not. And until today morning, everybody was speculating if Mubarak would show or not. Again, I'm personally favoring this, having this trial, but not that any trial that would be humiliating anybody or undignifying anyone, because this is really what people were calling for, to have the revolution from the very beginning. So
we're speaking with Karim Salem, lecturer in public administration at the British University in Egypt. So what do you think about the protesters outside the courthouse who are saying that Hosni Mubarak is being treated like Saddam Hussein? They're even chanting, Mubarak is not Saddam.
But again, this is the two sides that are having the tension outside of the court are extremely opinionated, and I don't think anybody who is moderate and rational and looking forward to a solid democratizing process that would take place would stand outside and start calling in that way. Things should be much more rational and just leave the court to handle the situation. And if we are trying to institutionalize things and we're trying to democratize things, then we should allow the legal system to act according to and by the laws. So we shouldn't be intervening. We shouldn't have the media intervening as much as it is doing nowadays.
So, Karim Salem, you feel like the media is influencing the case?
Yes, of course, the media is having a lot of influence, and sometimes you get to see some of the people showing up in different shows and talk shows or whatever, judging without any basis and throwing accusations. I'm not in favor of that. I'm in favor of having the court handling the situation and whatever outcome is coming out of the court, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be one that is fair. I have this feeling. People should abide by it and take it like that.
Karim Salem is a lecturer in public administration at the British University in Egypt. Karim, thank you so much. Reaction to the second day of a courtroom trial for former President Hosni Mubarak. He appeared in the court this morning again on a hospital gurney.